Yeah, parenting is just an endless series of challenges. I actually consider it a very, very profound spiritual practice. As they say in Mission Impossible, if you choose to accept it. You know, because you could go through all of parenting, really, just thinking that's the way humans do it. You know, they have babies and then they grow up and it doesn't matter much what happens. And so witlessly you may do a lot of harm, just unconsciously without knowing it. But if you bring a certain amount of consciousness to the relationship, then you're really in a dilemma. You know, then it's a real conundrum. Because when they're little, yeah, if they're happening here, you don't reason with them at a certain age. You just take them and say, hey, it's happening here, not here. And then the fight ends and their attention can be like immediately diverted and it's a new moment. But as they get older, I don't have a 30-year-old, so it was news to me just to hear that at some point they do ask for your advice, you know. Another stage. But that's a real hard practice. What to say when somebody asks your advice. We don't give advice in the stress reduction clinic, by the way. I mean, people crawl into the stress reduction clinic with the most horrific things possible as part of the human condition, and we don't tell people what to do. And I think that I try to relate to my children more or less that way too, although sometimes it's hugely painful to hold back from my impulse to tell them this, but for just the reason that you're pointing out. You tell them, yes, you should go to Singapore and do that incredible opportunity. And the next day, you realize you misspoke, you know, that there's just as much reason to say, no, you should go to Hong Kong and do this opportunity, or whatever it happens to be. And who are you to say either in some way, rather than to, as your impulse was, to sort of just ask questions and let him hear his own answers. So what we say in the stress reduction clinic is like, this is a challenge. Come and work with us, which means come and play. Come and play. Draw, paint, sing, be silent. And watch the unfolding of your own mind and heart and body. And learn. And so that's how sovereignty is discovered. That you realize you've already got the full apparatus to work with life unfolding as a human being. And the whole rest of the world is there to work with. With a child, they have to find out certain things for themselves. So that even if you have all the right answers, and then they do what you say, then, of course, then you're to blame either way. If it works out well, you know, it's like it wasn't their decision, so there's a kind of like a way in which they didn't own it completely. And if it works out badly, then it's, of course, all your fault. So it was very wise of you to say, well, let's talk about it later. You know, actually it was. It's not like putting it off. It's like in the Zen tradition, after a while, you usually figure out that when the Zen master doesn't answer you, that's an answer. It may be an absolutely appropriate answer, an arrow shot right into your heart, that if you take it personally, it's like, well, he's ignoring me. He's not ignoring you. That's the answer. No answer. Now, what are you going to do with that? Silence. What are you going to do with that silence? Maybe listen a little bit more. So maybe the next time you have a conversation with him, he won't be asking your advice about that because something new will have appeared. And that way you see you've accorded him sovereignty. You've bowed to his karma and to your karma together where he says, step in this hole that's really full of dynamite. And you say, thank you. You bow, say thank you, and you walk around the hall. And wait, you wait, and then something new changes. So you don't have to step in halls just because you're invited. Hey, how about stepping in this hall? Have any of you seen The Seven Samurai? Yes. It's an incredible movie. But, you know, when they're getting the samurai together, one of them, he suggests testing by Toshiro Mifune standing behind the door with a stick, okay? And he's supposed to whop the guy on the head when he comes in, and the guy who's doing the recruiting is sitting in the doorway. So the guy can see him, and he's inviting him in, and Toshiro Mifune is behind the door with this big stick. And this particular samurai sees this, and he just smiles. He doesn't go in, because he's paying so much attention that he feels the whole situation. He feels it. Hey, come and step into this hole. Thank you. And he passed the test. There was no need for any more test. Each one of them was being tested, you know, see how good they were. Let's not play games. So as parents, we're continually being tested, not by our children really, but by life, to be authentic, to fall in holes, to dig the holes and then jump headfirst into them. We do all of that. Don't we do that? Don't we create our own? And just go, chow, bang, you know. But let's make a habit of not making habits. Okay, so that when we do something like that, when we really get lost, when we collaborate in losing ourselves, at the bottom of the hole, we say, I'm going to just sit in this hole for a while. And it's miserable. I hate it. I feel terrible. I'm going to just sit in it. I'm not coming out right away.